I'm Pat Lencioni, here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-Minute Reset. I'm thinking today about this concept of for leaders, something I do a lot with my clients in the secular world, about the importance of them being the chief reminding officer of their organization. This is true whether you're the CEO, the head of a department, a pastor, a teacher, or a principal, or even a parent. And that is one of the most important things we need to do is be the CRO, the chief reminding officer, keeping people understanding what's most important. And yet, so many leaders I talk to, and even parents, will say, gosh, I'm tired of having to repeat myself. And I remember that an 18th century writer, Samuel Johnson, once said, he said, people need to be reminded more than they need to be instructed. And I think that's so powerful. And whenever I'm talking to a CEO or a leader and they say, you know, I'm getting bored with this message, or I'm afraid I'm insulting my audience or boring them by reminding them of something I've said before, I think back to Jesus and how he walked around and constantly reminded people of what mattered most. He didn't say, I want to move on from that, love your neighbor as yourself and love God with your whole heart, mind, and strength. He had to constantly remind people, and all of us need those reminders. But as leaders, both in the workplace and in our personal lives, it can be so easy to want to move on to the next thing. Mm-hmm.
And Pat, the stuff of the Bible doesn't just show us how to do church. It shows us how to, quote, do every single part of our lives. And if you boil down everything Jesus said in the New Testament, it would probably be a booklet that you could read through in 20 minutes. But, and frequently it would repeat throughout the Gospels. But everything that's been written about those simple statements has been just a reminder in 2,000 years of church history of those things that Jesus said. And it never gets old. Because we keep first things first, and it shapes everything else in life. But we have to constantly, so many distractions, be reminded of those, quote, first things.
And you know, Jesus didn't have a podcast, and he didn't have a YouTube channel. And the truth is, he went around village to village and spoke to people. And I've been watching The Chosen over these last few years, and I realized that he probably told those parables again and again and again. And that's, we all need that. We need to hear it again. And when I go to church and I hear a gospel reading and I think, yeah, I know this one, I hear different things each time it's proclaimed. And so we as leaders need to get really comfortable telling the story again and again. And when your children and the people that work for you will say, I loved that you always kept me focused on what mattered most.
Yeah. And lean into that. Never think the people that need to hear this reminder are getting bored of it. Any more than your kids get bored of hearing dad say, I love you, again and again. So let's pray. Lord, help us to stay focused on the simple things that matter most and to never be afraid to remind the world again and again of why we go to work, of why we do what we do, but ultimately why we follow you as your children. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.